10 seconds is a very long time. Like
eight.
I was watching on the monitor.
I was kind of Mississippi.
I can't see your monitor. You got to turn down way too dark.
Yeah,
like,
Jesus. Yeah, there could be porn on that bitch right now. We'd have no fucking idea, you fucking filthy pervert.
I don't think the computer counts in Mississippi's is what I was trying to say.
But I wasn't counting Mississippi. I was counting Mississippi's.
Right. Okay.
One Mississippi.
Still going to trust the computer on just counting. Thank you.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. No one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. I'll hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh yeah. Hold my beer.
Listen to Hold My Beer. I'm a gracious host, Danny Mullins. I do have a doctor's note to get me out of half of hosting duty this week, though, because I've been a sick little boy. Chris, you're here?
I'm here.
Tune?
I'm here.
Lastly, there's Yams.
Oh, yeah.
Tune, why don't you go ahead and pull up the thing I sent you as part of my hosting duties? I just sent you each a headline that you could tackle that I thought might be entertaining to you personally. I think Tune's might fit his a little too well. It's an event, correct?
It is. I've seen events like this posted on my Facebook before.
It's the algorithm, man. It knows you.
Yeah,
also, like Michigan's prettiest butthole competition. It's in that vein?
Yes.
Shit. Hell yeah. How do I know that?
Because you know you're honey.
Yeah. Same shit, yeah.
Gotcha. We have the same algorithm.
Yeah.
But so it's the Deja Vu Showgirls Prettiest Butthole in Michigan competition. It's
Honestly, what caught my eye there is the poster has a butthole with a head sticking out of it. The head kind of looks like TJ if you squint a little bit.
Yeah. $2,000 for the winner, though?
That's not bad.
You've got to have an awesome butthole.
For $2,000?
It's June 1st. Yeah, that's...
That's coming up.
It's back, bleached, and ready to wink. The prettiest butthole in Michigan is back. June 1st, Pink Eye Patrol will be on the scene.
Oh, that's a bad patrol.
Event host Jason Vest.
That's a bad name.
Special guest judges Lindsay Ryder, Olivia Pear, and Yiddy Lunch. I don't know who the fuck that is. I know who Lindsay Ryder is.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
She's a porn star. Okay. Yeah. Do you think you have the prettiest butthole? Prove it. Grab the pole and wink your b-hole for your chance to win $2,000.
I think we should start the ugliest b-hole competition.
That definitely looks like TJ.
Right?
Man, I would have won the ugliest b-hole award after the surgery, though.
After the surgery, you think? I think Toon might have won.
When it was prolapsed? Yeah.
What?
Well, why not? But I couldn't poop after surgery, if I pooped it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, there's some stuff you left out of that conversation.
Well, I just, you know.
You had surgery on the front. What are you talking about the back?
Push it back in. It's all good.
I feel like Toon could have won after the Gathering of the Juggalos when he attended.
Why?
Ugliest butthole? Well, I mean, it wasn't well... I guess you did go shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So offended right now.
I know,
I'm
sorry.
I was like so confused. Like,
what did I do?
I was like, did I tell a story of an ugly butthole? Like, no. There's a bitch that moved the 10 strip.
Right. I just feel like...
I did see a few buttholes. There was the guy dressed up as Naratu, I think, and showed his a lot. It was a black guy.
Yeah, I've seen him.
You know what I'm talking about? Red cloak. Yeah. It's not...
The wig and everything?
Yeah.
But with his butthole?
He's oddly attractive. It's weird.
That's on you.
I haven't seen him. I don't know.
That's just on you.
I have no idea. But, like, does he have, like, the cape and stuff?
It was just like he had like the red fucking cloaky cape thing or whatever the fuck it is, yeah.
How do you show your butthole easily from underneath it?
He literally just toss it around his shoulder like Batman.
And then there's just nothing underneath?
Yeah.
Brilliant. He's like a ninja streaker. Your brother would love him.
Oh, probably.
Hell yeah, man. Don't let him go to the gathering.
I wouldn't.
Or do, I mean.
No.
No.
No?
No.
No.
I wouldn't take my brother to the gathering. I feel like he would dabble way too far.
Yeah? You'd like, never see him again?
I don't need him to.
Yeah?
I'm trying to keep him somewhat clean. He told me the other day he hit a joint. He was like, not bad. It's not bad. And I was like, what's not bad, weed? It never has been. Like,
wait, hold up. So he chose meth before he chose weed?
Man, I guess.
I chose it 2 feet.
Like, yeah, he just dove in. Yeah,
that's his first chance.
I never smoked weed or nothing with him, so I don't know if he ever did or not.
Really? You slowly walk down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have jumping in with 2 feet. Now, do a straight up like crack and coke as your first choice.
I should have
been in first.
Yeah, it's diving.
I guess, I mean...
Yeah, but gay dudes love speed.
Yeah, it was because he was tired.
They love speed.
Why?
Oh, because they stay up and fuck all night and party. I don't know. Gay dudes love speed. Uppers are huge.
I like stand up fucking all night too, but I never did it on speed.
I'm just telling you.
My shit was always on opioids.
Look it up.
Yeah. Is that a whole lot better?
What? Yeah, I don't know. I guess. I've never done it on speed, so I don't know.
You never fucked on coke?
No.
Oh.
Oh, man. I used to fuck like crazy on fucking opioids, though.
Yeah, I was saying, on coke, it's like fast. You're like a rabbit.
I would think crazy. So. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Spin, move, jump.
Sounds exhausting. It's like a game of Twister.
It's not exhausting, though, because you're on coke.
No, I guess. Yeah. So now I'm just going to watch you guys do the beer review, all awkward-like. And then I'm going to review your reviews.
But so, you could review it because you've had it.
In time, dude. In time.
I don't know why you're being a pussy about it.
I haven't been well.
So? I haven't been well. None of us have been well, baby.
Well, I'm trying to take care of myself.
It's that step as we get closer to 40
yeah.
that we're already feeling it. Because, I mean, I just had surgery on my shit and had, like, that super bad influenza
and
shit.
And we saw the fucking car wrecks that are you guys. And we were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's be a little more cautious before we get there.
I was thinking, because none of us go to the doctor regularly.
What?
You were the first one.
Yeah, slippery fucking slope. Thanks,
then
man.
Then I went to surgery. Then yams, like.
Yep, I have a regular doctor
now. Yeah.
I'm supposed to find one of those for my pituitary. Is that right?
Yeah.
It was your thyroid.
Thyroid, son of a fuck.
Well, you said pituitary, right?
So I did. Like, yeah. It's my thyroid. Slightly swollen, I guess? I don't know.
What's that from?
Fuck if I know. They didn't really give me a whole lot of answers.
You didn't use no Google? You didn't read the papers they gave you? They give you pamphlets on shit?
Mostly just how I can get out of paying them. And I will read those, because I don't have the money to pay them.
Hey, just don't pay them.
I think there's a right way to do it, though. Especially where my wife doesn't work. Yeah. I just get out of it, like scot-free, and they won't call me or send me to collections this time.
I went to see a dietitian Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they told me a bunch of shit I already did at the hospital.
Huh.
The ACC building.
Oh, for the, like, the diabetic stuff?
And it's like, she's like, we'll do this, I'm already doing that.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to give up this, I already gave that up.
Yeah.
She's like, oh. She seemed disappointed that she couldn't tell me to do more shit.
Yeah.
That's good, though, that you're already on track, man.
Yeah, I've already lost, like, 12 pounds.
So. No shit. Good for you,
don't eat no potatoes?
Not really. Not like I did before.
Mm-hmm.
I've given a lot of that up.
That's cannibalism anyway, bud.
Like I said, I more or less gave up soda.
Yeah.
I haven't had one in a couple weeks. So.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Drinking more water, switch to tea, which I know Arizona's aren't great, but they're better than Mountain Dew.
Everything's better than Mountain Dew.
I've slowly been cutting those out and drinking more water. So.
Okay. Great, man.
Fantastic. I drank a lot of water today and yesterday.
I'm so addicted to fucking lime liquid death. It's scary. I had six yesterday.
Jesus!
6:20
out. How do you sleep through the night without pissing yourself?
I don't know, man. It's crazy.
That's my new thing is like, I drink too much water. I'm up at 7 a.m. because I have to piss. When the fuck? Why?
Yeah.
7 a.m.
I used to be a fucking camel.
I'll go to bed at fucking 10 and I'm up by 12.
I used to be able to wake up.
Guess what? I'm up by fucking, after I spend I go take a piss, smoke a cigarette. I go back to bed and then I'm up again at 3.
I turn around and I'm up again at 5.
And then I might as well just stay the fuck awake after that, because I can get up at 5:45 to go to work.
This is why I'm not doing the beer review.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to be able to, like, go to bed at, like, 2 and wake up at, like, 11 a.m. And, like, I couldn't push my bladder in without it hurting. But, like, I didn't get up to piss. Yeah.
Same.
Now, 7 a.m. stumbling around the house.
You just push your bladder in?
Huh?
You just, like, push your bladder in?
Like, it was so full I could feel it. Like, there's a lump there.
Never been that skinny.
Oh, okay.
No, what the fuck? I remember when I lost all that weight. I was done like 200 pounds, like those old pictures.
The first time
I seen my collarbone,
yeah.
I freaked the fuck out. First time I ever seen like my collarbone was like, had oh god, here for like working out and shit. I did not like it. Yeah,
definition.
Yeah, 2 hours now, I'm holding it as I'm running to the bathroom, so I'll piss myself.
Really?
No, I'm not.
What?
No, I don't do that.
I'll piss and eat like a bologna sandwich or something sometimes.
Now my room is right next to the bathroom, and I have to bypass the whole house to get to the kitchen.
Keep me out of the peanut butter stuff. I have
Italian mouse traps everywhere.
No, I have Italian shaved ice. I keep in the freezer. Little $100 cups.
Whoa,
100 calorie cups.
Fucking money bags. Yeah. It's really just Dixie cups of fucking lime liquid death. He's frozen because he can't
quit
it.
That's not a bad idea. It's just bad.
It just sounds expensive too.
Kinda.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
How much are these damn liquid deaths?
By the case or by the can?
It's by the can.
Between $2 and $3.
They're not cheap.
Yeah. You bought a pack of cigarettes that day.
Yeah.
Almost two. Newport, you find $1 off for $8 right now.
What a fucking steal.
Okay. My cigarettes were over $10 a pack when I quit.
Damn near there.
What'd you buy for the beer review, Chris?
Oh, man. I got a Mexican lager with lime from Great Lakes. It was, I don't know, a product of the USA. It's 5.4%.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got a fucking lizard squeezing lime on it. Mm-hmm. There's a sunset. I love it.
Say, I got to try this on Mother's Day with him. He had it out there chilling in the fridge. And it was good. It was good. I think you guys will enjoy it.
Well, I needed something to drink after Courtney set the entire dinner on fire.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so let's say, just hypothetically, we had Father's Day out there. Wear some fucking hockey pads and defend that fucking grill next time.
Nah, man, we'll let her do it.
You had diarrhea the next day because you ate leftovers.
It smelled like charcoal.
I know.
What happened? Wait, what?
You ever see a whole charcoal grill just go up in flames like a gas one?
No.
Oh, man.
You ever see somebody flip a hamburger and go, oh, shit, there goes the hamburger? More than once?
Back to back.
Like, just falls down the grate.
Two in a row on the back. And then, like, we're eating and stuff, and Chris, like, those hamburgers were even that bad, and I just kind of gave him a look. He's like, I didn't think they were terrible. Mine was dry as fuck. It was awful. It was overcooked. Next day, he comes to work, he's like, oh, man, I got a shit. Oh, man, I got a shit. Five fucking times, like, man, I got into those leftovers. Something's wrong with those hamburgers, man. I was like, fucking no shit. That's like, Chris almost... started cooking them. I don't know what happened. I've had it. Chris is cooking on the grill. It's good. He got shoved out of the way. Courtney fucked it all up.
Well, at one point, she didn't think it was lit enough. So while the meat's on the grill, she's spraying lighter fluid underneath her. I was like, you can't do that.
No.
It's all going to taste like lighter fluid.
Jesus.
That might have been one of the flavors I was picking up.
That's what I got at the bottom. Was those were the first ones, I'm pretty sure.
Those will make you sick, yeah.
It smelled like the grill. My shit literally smelled like lighter fluid and charcoal.
Oh, I want one of these gasoline burgers. They're making me sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, either next time, you do the fucking
thing. Like, I opened my fridge and it smelled like lighter fluid.
Yeah.
Ain't every one of them.
They're always... guess what I say about Brooke's fucking dad, man, like...
He did deserve it, because guess how many leftovers I took home? Fucking zero.
Yeah. It's like Brooke's dad, like, Jesse finally learned to stop letting that man cook on the grill.
Yeah.
Because once he sets shit down, he doesn't pick it the fuck up.
Yeah, just
set it down and forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking black.
Yeah, that's how you yeah, out, right? Like,
he don't pick that shit up one time to check it. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, I don't want anything that your dad cooks.
Yeah.
On the grill.
What are you toasting to? It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
Kyle Larson's a badass.
There you go, there's that.
Yeah.
He's a last week was Mother's Day.
Yeah, to the mothers.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. A good one.
We could late happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, sure. All
right. We don't Mom's have nothing shit to do besides jams.
Just gonna watch. Deep sip from Chris. Taking it. Yep. Swift one from Tune. I already know Chris likes it.
It's a little warm sitting out here, but it's not bad. Like,
no.
It applies. It could definitely be colder.
I should watch the beer review more often.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, Yams really puts his brain into it when he takes that drink.
I do.
I appreciate that. Chris, what
it's
do you
like feel? It's like if a Bud Light Lime had balls.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
A Bud Light Lime for men.
Yeah.
It's a Budweiser Lime. It's a full blood.
Yeah. It's a heavier beer.
That's what I was going to say. It tastes like a heavy boy with lime.
Which I appreciate, personally. Sweet Sue's, I don't remember. Like, I don't remember what's on the can. Isn't it like a dinosaur?
A fucking iguana and a lime.
Which I want to go to Florida.
With a sunset and...
It's actually really cool.
It's cooler when I thought it was a dinosaur.
It's cool. It's good tattoo.
You can get paid for that.
They have snakes on there, too.
Yeah.
I'm down to them.
I just want to... No, I'm cool.
They're pythons. They're not venomous.
I don't care.
He watched Anaconda with a
Jennifer Lopez.
Ice Cube.
And it too many times.
LL Cool J fights fucking sharks. Morgan Ice Cube Freeman. Fights fucking snakes.
Yeah. No, LL falls sharks doing that.
Okay.
And Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Deep Blue Sea.
I was just naming a random white guys. Morgan Freeman really one of those godforsaken movies?
Yeah, he's in Deep Blue Sea, ain't he? No, that's Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
He gets bit at the Wade Pool.
He also fights snakes in the plane.
Yes.
It's all cyclical.
He fights all of the animals.
And a crazy ass white chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I don't enjoy being around snakes.
No, they're icky.
Yeah, I'm cool. They keep finding them at work, and there's gonna be a time where I just.
Oh man,
I walk away.
Fucking shoot one.
I might start keeping my judge in my work van just for that case.
You used to have them down at the old shop, though.
I never saw one myself.
No, fuck no. I've seen some big ass boys down in the creek and shit down there. Yeah.
No, they would come right up in that garage.
Mm. We had them at the mill a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Where they come up by the back door and they'd just be out there. You go out to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
So you get busy cooking shit. You go outside, and there's a fucking snake sitting there. You're like, fuck you.
I can't even take a break now.
The, by the potatoes one day. The worst one, though, is I went to go fucking take a piss, and there's one sitting behind the fucking toilet.
Like, oh, man, I just pictured James with a time machine popping out when the snake was going by the potatoes to younger him. Like, it's a sign!
Yeah.
Because you can't have potatoes now. The snake going by the potatoes is a sign.
Man, Sweet Sue's. Where do the Sweet Sue's go to again?
Five.
I'm going to go four.
That's a high one.
That's a good looking can.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
It's smooth. It's not a sticker.
That is a bonus.
It is a full print.
Yep.
Full print.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous.
Okay.
Chase, I'm going to go 1.34 on the thumbs.
That's fair.
I like it.
I'm going to give your, I'm going to give your review a 2.75 thumbs. I thought it was honest. I enjoyed it. A little high on the Sweet Sue's.
Hear that? Honest.
That's rare for me.
You're trying to scrape the sticker off.
I'm trying to see if it is a sticker. Like, is there a fucking lip? Let me check. There's no lip. It's not a sticker.
Okay.
I read my thumbnail off around the top before I
tried to. I was like, does it fit? Like, I was going to go like a 3 on the Sweet Sue's. So, and then I'm going to go 1.5. Like, it's a heavier beer, and I don't like the heavy beers like that, like the lagers.
Yeah.
It's just not my kind of thing. But, like, the lime is there, and that shit's good. But just like Yam said, it's a Budweiser with lime. Okay. And I recall drinking Budweiser, you know, before I was allowed to drink. So.
I couldn't remember the last time I had a Bud Heavy, or what it's like.
Fuck, I was under 21.
Fair. I'll give your review a 1.55 thumbs.
I'll take that.
I can't remember if the first beer I ever had was a Bud Light or a Budweiser.
Mine was a Killian's Irish Red.
Mine was definitely a full Bud.
Yeah.
I feel like mine was with my dad on the roof after we repaired some shingles. He's like, come on, we're doing a drink of beer on the roof. All right.
Like, our dad didn't drink beer, so it wasn't beer in the house to, like, steal or anything. Yeah. Like the only beer I ever remember being in our house was our aunt's, and it was in a bottle shaped like baseball bats.
That's
about
one.
There you go. But beyond that, like, our big ass dad would just drink wine coolers.
Yeah, whatever.
My big ass dad was when I got me on Little Kings.
Yeah.
Love those things.
Yeah, still good.
See, I wasn't a dinosaur kid, so I'm not that impressed with the can. So I'm gonna give it a 2. And I'm kind of wondering what the Great Lakes has to do with, you know, what they know about making Mexican lager. What it just tastes like a Budweiser with lime in it. So I'm gonna give it a 1.5.
1.5.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, being it was cold. It was colder.
It definitely needed to be cold.
And I think it would be a little bit better.
Okay.
A little bit more refreshing, a little crisper.
Man, did your mic pick you up at all?
I don't know.
You was looking at Danny, so your shit was like sideways. I was just wanting to check, make sure.
He doesn't want the ear shut off. Yeah. I'll give Yamis his review of 1.38 out of 2. A little harsh. We shouldn't judge on temperature. That's our fault. And by our fault, I mean you guys' fault, because sometimes you just won't show up.
Yamis took a long time to leave his house. I left the car running with the air conditioner on full blast to the point where I was chilling on the drive over here to try to keep the beer cold.
It was hot as fuck today.
And then I threw it in the fucking freezer.
A forever, man. A forever.
In a box. Remember, the box nullifies the first half hour it's in the freezer.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this next headline. I know 3 of the 4 of us know Finn McKinty, Punk Rock NBA on YouTube.
Yes.
He's knowledgeable about music. I know Chris... He watched some of his videos.
He did a lot of touring, a lot of interviewing, so I'd say he knows a lot.
Tune, do you know who that is?
Who is it?
YouTuber.
Finn McKinty.
Maybe if I've seen his face, but...
He's done a video on ICP before. You probably watched it.
Yeah, photo available.
He's a ball-headed guy.
F-I-N?
F-I-N-N.
Northeast.
You don't really need to know what he looks like.
I just want to know if I know him.
You seen the Smash of Pumpkins?
How you say his name? McKinty?
Yeah, McKenty.
Man, I feel like maybe I've seen something. Damn, his ears are big as fuck.
Yeah, that's with the gauges?
Yeah, there's that Photoshop, because that's fucking massive as stuff.
I don't think so.
Because you know the picture below that?
That's real, but the ear gauges are fake, correct?
Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say, like, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I liked him until very recently when he felt the need to tweet out, PSA. If you're a white man in your 30s with a beard who likes metal, pro wrestling, and horror movies, you don't have to start a podcast.
Oh.
Fuck him.
Seems like a personal attack.
Yeah.
But granted, I wasn't in my 30s when I started this podcast, so eat shit, Finn.
You wasn't?
I wasn't.
So young. So young. Fuck, you too. Damn it. So y'all changed the children.
I'm pretty sure I was in my 30s when I joined y'all, so.
Okay, yeah, we'll take that.
It's 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm 36. I was 28.
And I joined in like 5 years.
You might have been 30, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see a reason to bring it up. Like, you know, anybody can start a podcast.
Yeah. No shit.
I mean, horror movies isn't one of our lead topics we talk about.
Yeah, we never do horror episodes.
I said horror movies, fucker.
I feel like we've talked a lot about horror movies, especially when B-Red's on.
Yeah, but that's only when B-Red's on.
Yeah, I said it's not a weekly topic we talk about.
Or it's like an October kind of theme, but other than that. Like,
it's true. Not... Two of us are actually out of our 30s.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck.
I also have, let's see. Oh, I just found this Pornhub comment that I thought was hilarious. At around 9 minutes and 21 seconds in the video, you can hear one of the black guys in the gangbang say, "Man, I can't stand this shit anymore. This bitch smells like a dead fish," and leave.
I want to know the fucking video just so I can go watch it.
The next comment is, "Confirmed, priceless info. Thank you, bro." That's just a screenshot I found on Reddit. I believe it.
Like, yeah. I need to know what video it is.
That's got to be rough if you're just, that's your job and all of a sudden, you're in a gangbang.
Yeah.
Which is just weird to begin with.
It's your job, dude.
I just wonder, like, how many dudes was there, too.
What do you mean it's your job?
It was this man's job to fulfill the gangbang, and he couldn't because the smell was so bad. They
all get paid, man.
They all get paid.
Guys don't get paid.
They all get paid. They all get
paid. They don't get paid as much as the females.
Nope. No, not close, but they still get paid.
For a man to make money in porn, they have to do gay and straight porn.
True. Or gangbang.
Fucking wage gap.
Wage gap?
Sexist wage gap.
Sexist as fuck.
Go ahead and pull your story up, James. Yours is number 2.
The second one.
And I will
relinquish my
hosting duties to you.
Yeah, so I told you about some extra strength, like body powder stuff.
Yep.
To help with my issues. I didn't look at it. I just grabbed it. Extra strength, whatever, gold bond. Gonna be fire, right?
Yeah.
Great for yeast infections.
It was fire. That shit has fucking menthol in it. I didn't fucking know. I set my balls, taste, thighs, everything ablaze last night when I got home. I couldn't sleep. I was awake for an hour and a half in bed.
You're so cool though, aren't you?
Man, it was in waves. I was like, oh my god. It's literally like just throwing aftershave on your balls.
Not stop. Wait, splash after splash.
Right, menthol,
like,
yeah.
Why?
It's,
yeah. Kurt was like, I was wondering why you bought that. I was like, you just ain't gonna say
nothing. Fuck no, man. She's busy. She got work shit to do. She got meats to burn.
Yeah.
Fuck your balls.
I was like, what the fuck? And she went to the bathroom today. She's like, I can smell your fucking menthol. I was like,
I can smell your taint, you bitch. I can't do this anymore.
Balls are just red as fuck.
Yeah. Were they Tinder the next morning? Did you tenderize your own sack?
I don't know. I didn't touch them.
Okay. You probably should rinse that shit off.
So my headline comes from Pahala, Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
You know, paradise.
On Earth, yeah.
A scuba diver had been hospitalized at the Kaiu Hospital on the island of Hawaii after he inserted his penis into a giant clam.
Oh. There is a picture of the
while
clam.
While recreationally diving.
Like, intentionally?
Well, that does kind of look like a vagina.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Chris, the man was fucking scuba diving.
Yeah,
which necessitates a scuba suit. How do you accidentally get your dick out hard and in a clam?
You don't have to wear like a wetsuit while you're scuba diving. No, you don't have to.
Just wear headgear.
You could have just been snorkeling.
No, it's scuba diving. But you can literally just go scuba diving in swim trunks, like
Put on the tank has a vest type,
the proton pack,
straps. So. But yeah, that looks like.
It's a vagina clam.
Yeah. Look at that man. Well, I've seen it. No, look at the guy's face.
He had an allergic reaction. Apparently, he is allergic to shellfish. It says Sean Madison.
Did his blow up?
His face did.
Sean Madison, 22, was traumatized or transported.
He looks like a dog that was stung by bees.
I would have been afraid that motherfucker would have closed on me.
After suffering from severe breathing complications, vomiting, extreme swelling, and low blood pressure.
Yeah.
Doctors believe physical contact with the giant mollusk may have triggered his allergy to seafood and exposed him to levels of arsenic.
He's
definitely allergic to shellfish. Which, if I'm allergic to shellfish, I'm not going to try to fuck.
Oh, I don't think he knew beforehand. I think this is one hell of a wake-up
like call. That motherfucker looks like a native to Hawaii. I think he probably fucking knew if he's
allergic to something. We don't know what he's supposed to look like. He looks like Mr. Potato
Head. Look at that tan. Look at them eyes. That motherfucker's a native to Hawaii.
Yeah, he looked like he's grew up on shellfish. I think he's
gained a shit of purple or two from the toxins in his bloodstream.
But not all over.
Oh, all over, dude. It went from his dick to his face.
That's not purple. There's
not a centimeter of his body that is not consumed by this allergy. If it went from tip, if it went from head to head.
I feel like if I'm allergic to shellfish, I'm just not scuba diving.
Once again, that's what I'm saying.
Scuba diving so bad.
Do you?
So bad. It just
sounds like a nightmare.
The things you can fuck.
No, it just sounds like so much fun. Like, let me be under the water. Like, I love snorkeling, but I fucking hate it when you're on top of the water because then the fucking waves are splashing in.
Like into the year two.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have. You get a longer one. Better ones have
the little flapper thing on top of it.
Prevents that.
It's whatever the fuck they give me when I pay this dude to take me out on a boat.
You're not paying the right people. Motherfuckers.
Like, hey, take me to this reef.
This one of your cruise excursions.
Nah, this shit.
You getting the $6 special and shit?
It's like $8.99.
Exactly.
I don't know. Brooke books this shit. Like
$8.99?
No, it's way more than that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, that seems too cheap.
That's way too cheap.
I know I'm not like an aquatic master, but no. I'm not.
No, I don't think you are.
Yeah. I could be though.
I guess the moral of the story is jerk off before you scuba dive.
Yeah,
that is weird though, because like, unless he, do you think he had the plan? Like that was the whole reason he went scuba diving, or do you think he just saw something that kind of looked like a vagina? He's like, well,
maybe he's from Boston. He just grew up here to dad yell about clams, and he's like, finally.
Maybe.
A clam. I feel like Boston dudes refer to pussy as clams all the time.
Yep. Oh, is that the joke?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't quite get it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a bearded clam?
Yeah.
You've never heard that saying?
I have.
I mean, it's a whole Family Guy thing, right?
Hilarious stuff.
Is that where they... Yes.
Go ahead and pull yours up, Chris. This is the last one. Yours is actually a review from Hell's Kitchen in Las Vegas.
I want to eat there so bad.
Yeah. It's one star, by the way.
It is so pricey.
It's so small.
Let's turn your phone sideways, buddy. Nope.
I'm zooming in.
Fuck's sake.
I turned my fucking phone. Get the fuck out of here. And this is from Roger B.
See?
Contact struck.
Oh, yeah, you have a fucking squeak. It's so small. Turn your phone.
I'll turn my phone.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, now it's small again. Okay, Roger B. from... I want to say Tuscan, but I know that's Tucson, Arizona, right?
Yeah.
He's from Tucson. Tucson.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuscan-ass. He's from Tuscan-ass.
If it was Italy, it'd be the other word. Right?
Just fucking read it. Yeah.
Okay. The food was too saucy. The steak was like soup. Back hook on the steak, too. I think Ramsay sucks. One daddy... That's supposed to be Fiatty?
Yeah, Daddy Fiatty.
Over idiot sandwich Ramsay. Brap. Did he shoot him?
Yeah.
Brap!
Brap! Brap! Hey, Mr. Gordon Ramsay! Brap!
Like, I love Guy Fiatty. More than I probably should, but I don't think he's technically a better cook than Gordon Ramsay.
Well, first off, how do you get a steak to be like soup?
I don't know. That mystified me there. Yeah. When said that.
Yeah, food was too saucy, which, I mean...
I could cut my steak with a spoon. It's fucking awful.
Yeah, no.
It's so tender. It's like soup.
Yeah.
I fucking hate this. I'm going to shoot this motherfucker. Yeah, bad cook on the steak, too. I think Ramsay sucks. !! Daddy Fiatty over idiot sandwich Ramsay. Blah!
Yeah.
That might be... I thought it might be
the brap is...
Yeah, that's
what's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost a little too far, uh-huh. I thought. But,
It's either him shooting or he's leaving in his Honda.
Get that top two.
Yeah.
You think it's his car backfiring as he leaves?
Blah!
But he could afford to eat at fucking Hell's Kitchen? I've heard the place is very expensive.
Pricey.
Do you know, I said another one for you.
Because I looked at the menu at the one... Because, yeah, he opened up a restaurant by where... Courtney's from.
Okay.
And I looked up the menu there, and it wasn't like awful.
Yeah, this
awful.
Is Vegas, man.
Yeah.
Everything's up priced in Vegas.
Okay.
I don't think it's a. It might be one of his burger places. I can't remember.
He's got. I know Vegas has the.
He's got a couple burger joints.
He's got. Yeah, he's got.
Like burger joints. He's got fish and chips.
Yeah,
shops.
I'm saying the fish and chips.
Yeah.
I wonder, I every time, like, there were so many nights I wanted to try the fish and chips in Vegas, and every time we went by it, it was fucking closed.
Really?
By the time, like, we made it there and shit, it was always closed.
Operation hours did not meet up?
No.
Not at all. I just sent you something that I thought might remind him of his father. It's a trucker related.
Yeah, probably.
So.
With the headline, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A truck driver seeking female passenger. I am recently divorced from an abusive girl, and I am looking for a lady who is interested in seeing the country. I will take care of all your needs, clothing, cell phone, showers, and you'll never go hungry. Looking for a lady between the ages of 21 at the youngest and 34 at the oldest.
Small window?
No. Really?
Oh, that's a fairly decent one for somebody who wants to travel all the time.
He's a tiny trucker man.
So?
Okay.
This is intended to become a relationship eventually. I have food in the truck, a microwave, and refrigerator. However, we only eat that stuff when it's not possible to at least get fast food. There are two bunks in the truck, limited space for anything, but I do have a portable toilet which actually flushes and toilet paper to use in it, as well as baby wipes.
This is like a lot.
I'm not even halfway through.
It's best. Got the extended cab.
It's best to go number two at the truck stops, though.
Yeah.
I need someone who will be a companion, and I don't mean sexual. I mean she will ride up front with me while I'm driving, talk to me, play music. Must be legally single, not married, as I am completely legally free myself and do not believe in messing with married women. She may not have children. However, she should want children in time. You will not be. That's kind of weird to say.
Yeah, you're going to want to build a future.
Well, that's what he said. He wants to build into a relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
you will not be doing any work. No pay for this. No picture. No reply. No mails. No pets either. If you're looking to get out of a not so good situation and don't have much, this could be a good opportunity for you.
This seems fairly normal. What's the problem?
No drama. I need someone who is peaceful. Also, I do smoke.
This is the end right there. Also, I smoke. I thought that was funny, so I saved the whole thing.
Okay.
It's a relatively peaceful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, good luck to the guy. Honestly, they don't all have to be gross.
Yeah.
I don't cold call your asses, and now you seem offended by it.
I was waiting for the shoe to drop, and it just never dropped.
He does smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. No pets or kids.
In that cab.
That and the.
And also, it could have been meth.
It is hard to pick up a girl when you're like, "Hey, man, twosies? Not here. It's for the truck stops."
No pooping in the cab.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want that.
Only the Canadians do that shit. But they just have a hole cut out in their floorboard, and they just shit over in a bucket while they drive down the interstate.
Did your dad teach you bad Canadian trucker stereotypes?
No, that was my ex-dad. He told me about
my
that shit.
My ex-dad?
My ex's dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I hadn't heard that one.
I thought that was... Not to be stereotypical, but I always heard that was the Mexicans and the Arabs that did that shit.
No, I don't know. Well, I mean, they just say Canadians because the Indians and everything else that come from up there. Yeah. And their trucks don't get checked. Like, their shit, they'd be driving for fucking hours.
Oh, they don't keep their logs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their logs are totally different. So they can just keep fucking rolling. They don't have to stop. So they just shit through a bucket onto the freeway.
Perhaps.
Watch out for turds.
Can you imagine being on a motorcycle
behind
that shit?
I can't imagine being in the car and a fucking turd just rolling up and smoking my window.
Dude, the truckers are not solid either.
Yeah, they come rolling down the fucking bed of the truck underneath the trailer. Bow!
It's gonna crack a windshield. I'm fucking good.
Yeah.
Let's see, I got news from a Easter sermon in England, I believe.
Hold on just a second.
I'm gonna hold on just a second.
Hold on just a second. I want to talk about the turmoil that's at my house.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to tell me something about your wife or some shit.
Well, I want to first start out with, it's like a mixed bag. I have great things going on, and then I have some ridiculous shit going on.
Yeah?
Okay? Yeah, did you hear about my son doing great things?
Yeah.
Okay. Student of the year, welder of the year.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic bring home stuff.
Multiple accolades from his
truck driver center. Shit in a bucket.
Yeah, he might be one of the church owners not shitting in a bucket. I feel he'll have more respect
he'll
for himself.
He'll put the bucket next to the toilet and then use the bucket anyways because he's naughty.
But,
he's naughty.
You know.
Yeah, graduating this year, doing great.
Getting student of the year was a nice one.
Yeah.
You know, he was the only motherfucker up there that had to get one award, leave the stage, do a lap around the auditorium to come around and get another one.
Fantastic.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's getting cords for his graduation and shit, you know, to wear. You all kind of do good shit. Okay, proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my wife and daughter. They're doing dumbass shit. It's like they're going backwards.
Oldest
why the fuck is it like 1990? Okay. Why the fuck is it 1998 all of a sudden? And we're like, dude, what? Oh, sweet.
Dude.
What's sweet. Mine say? Sweet.
Just, They're just reenacting fucking Dude, Where's My Car constantly?
A little worse.
Kind of. Why? Considering they got the fucking tattoos.
Dude. Oh,
sweet.
Oh.
Dude. I told my wife, I was like, I don't give a fuck. You do whatever you want, get tattoos, whatever you want. I was like, you do not get fucking Dude tattooed on the back of your fucking neck. So okay, she's like, okay. Like, all right.
So his oldest daughter now has Dude tattooed on the back of her neck. So
and like, they asked me why, and I'm like, do I really want to answer this for all my kids? Because when I'm fucking your mom from behind, I want to read Dude on the back of her fucking neck. My bad.
Yeah.
Michael didn't know.
Well, yeah, he didn't know until last minute. He was pissed.
Like, I was at the tattoo shop, and one of them said something about it, and didn't even register as a real thought to me. I was just like, yeah, corny ass joke. Didn't even register as someone
real shit.
So fucking, alright, I don't even, this is so fucking dated. For the listeners at home, there's a movie called Dude, Where's My Car?
Dude.
Nobody has seen it at this table probably in the last decade. I know
what you talking about? We watched it like last fucking month at my household.
Yeah, and it ruined your fucking life, yams.
Not his, Michael's.
That's fine.
Michael's one that's got a ring, dude.
He hasn't put a ring on it yet.
It's so mad.
Oh, I can't wait for you to hear that shit during your fucking family moon.
I don't even know if I'm going on that shit.
They're talking about Cedar Point now or some shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to change jobs so I can not do that. Sorry, I don't have the vacation time.
Did it get moved to Cedar Point or canceled? These are two very different things.
The family moon basically turned into everybody just going to Cedar Point. Is what Michael was telling me. But he's like, yeah, I want to stay the whole weekend at the lodge and get express passes. And I'm like, yeah, that's way more than I want to fucking
do. I don't ride roller coasters. I don't want to fucking go stand with a bunch of hot, sweaty motherfuckers in the middle of fucking June. Fucking no reason. I don't want
to
do that shit.
Well, you need to realize once you've been to the wedding and helped out in the ways you can, you're good. You're done.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going.
Dude.
Do you have a lazy river there?
Huh?
Do you have a lazy river there?
I'm sure. I don't think they have a water park.
Definitely not going.
Because they have the beach. Because they're right there on the fucking little point.
Oh, it's been forever.
Don't let Chris talk shit too much about your wife and daughter, though. Because while they might think Dude Sweet's hilarious, Chris and Courtney will stand there just trying to out Owen Wilson themselves.
So, you gotta call which one are you going to commit suicide?
Owen Wilson? He's still alive.
He's tried.
That was Luke, wasn't it?
No, that was Owen Wilson.
Oh, it was the
one with the big nose, right?
Yeah.
He's tried.
Twice. What cross that bridge did we get there?
Why the fuck were you guys trying to out?
We're just like, wow, over and over again, and like, it won't stop.
It'll suck you in.
I'm glad to remember that next weekend. I'm just going to go, wow.
They're pretty good at it, in all fairness. That's Matthew McConaughey.
I know, I love it.
Okay.
Fucking love you, Matthew McConaughey.
You're right.
I'm just trying to think of, like, if I had to get any line from a comedy movie tattooed on me. Suck Brick Kid's good.
I'm gonna get my inner thought.
I would have to watch Joe's Apartment just so I could find something in it.
I don't know if I've ever seen that movie all the way through.
Man, I tried to watch it when I was a kid and couldn't get through it.
Watch the shit out of it.
Getting That's a Big Twinkie, like, thug lifestyle above my waist would be kind of cool. From Ghostbusters.
Oh.
But it'd be like, it's my penis this time.
Yeah.
That's a mediocre sized Twinkie. But man, Dude, Where's My Car is a fucking rough pool. Why didn't this get in then? They could have both got and then. And then you could look back and forth, and then. Oh, do you fucking get it? Do you get it? How fucking funny it is? Zoltan! What the fuck?
You that said we get Michael to get the fucking Zoltan logo in the middle of his chest?
He might as well, man. He can tell people he's hoping it's people's language.
Yeah.
And you're so. So what happened? Describe the tattoos to
me. They're very small. They're very, very small.
Okay. Located.
And they're
on the back of their necks, Danny!
Like, well, it's not quite, no. It's like right below. Like, if you're wearing a t-shirt, you probably wouldn't see it.
Good.
They both have long hair, so you're not going to see it anyway.
Right.
So.
And was this a movie they bonded over while she was growing up?
Maris enjoys the movie. She thinks it's funny.
Okay.
And she's been bugging her mom for a while to try to get the tattoo. So.
Huh. What's your and Chase's dumb tattoo going to be?
Oh, you gotta get one now.
I feel like you and Chase need one.
I have one of Chase.
You and Chase need a dumb tattoo together.
Oh, I have a fantastic idea for one.
He still wants to do the fucking
Cars
tattoo.
Oh, I'm so down.
Yeah, I was roped into that one too. So just let me know.
I don't remember which like one I was, but I know it was one of
them. I'll take any of them.
I'm like the forklift, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I so. It was something bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the forklift.
I wanted to be a plane from Planes, but he wouldn't let me do it.
Realize I want one. Somewhere in my next three tattoos, I'm getting an outline of a first-gen Chevy S10. Yep. And I'm so excited for it. Just the black outline. Of an S10?
Yeah.
It's Scott's greatest creation.
Okay. Motherfuckers owned a lot of S10s.
I mean, I know. I sold him one.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the... That's
I sold
like,
that one to James.
It's like him getting a tattoo of Lover's Past, man.
Huh?
Is it the red one?
Yeah.
Which one? I sold you two red ones.
It's like the dark burgundy color.
Yeah, one. The maroon one with the... Oh, yeah, that did come from you. I remember that.
You had the first-gen four-wheel drive. Mm-hmm. And then you had the second-gen like Scotty's other burgundy.
I don't know. I never owned one like that. That one that I owned like that was a Dodge.
Okay.
I didn't own that one.
Your mama's boyfriend. Got it.
Boy, oh, now it's turning into a rap diss.
I knew it went through you somewhere.
Under. Yeah, it wasn't me. Yeah. Because the one I had like that was the Dodge extended cab.
Right.
And then, yeah, I had that one. And I wish I would have sold it.
No, that truck was badass. That fucking four drive S10? Yeah. You can't fucking beat them, dude.
I still like the Extremes.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
fuck yeah.
Still, every time I see one, I'm like, that's a nice truck. But it's like, why? I'm like, always has been.
Oh, yeah.
Why not just get an Ashton Kutcher tattoo?
Because he fucking sucks.
It's the same thing at this point.
Man, you just gotta think of which one had which.
What do you mean?
Who had which tattoo in the movies?
I don't know. I'd have to rewatch it. I'm not willing to do that.
Does he mean Google it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm sure you can just bring up the clip.
Oh, we're not.
But,
yeah. Because then we're all gonna laugh like crazy.
Cause no.
It's so good. It's so good, dude.
But anyways, you and Chase should get matching and then tattoos.
Ashton had dude.
Dodged a bullet there, man.
No.
You dodged.
What's the other guy's name?
I don't know.
Sean no one Scott? Knows.
Yeah, Sean Williams.
Oh, is it Sean Williams? Yeah, it is Sean. I thought it was someone way less famous than that.
No, nah, he's had a pretty good career, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse and Chester.
Ugh. Awful names. Awful names. Man, I was listening to a podcast the other day, a true crime one. And they were talking about this guy that was a self-proclaimed pedophile hunter. And they're like, oh man, this guy even had a fucking stereotypical pedophile name. Ray.
Oh, nice.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the fuck?
I don't think so. There's not a lot of like stereotypical pedophile names. I think Lester's one.
Timmy
sounds like a molestee, not a molester.
Think
you've touched Timmy, and Timmy doesn't touch you.
Yeah, that's right.
Lester sounds like molester.
Yeah,
that's not my fault.
Chester.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah, Bob will touch you. But you have like Bob Barker. You have famous Bobs that kind of broke it. Bob Hope.
Bob Barker had all the accusations against him and his fucking models.
Never heard a single one of them.
Please.
Never heard a single bad thing about Bob Barker.
Never. Greatest man.
You should probably get your pet space.
He's in an Adam Sandler movie that automatically makes him kind of a piece of shit, right?
Why?
Even why?
What? What are you bringing Adam Sandler into this for?
I'm just saying.
What the fuck?
He's the true innocence of fucking Hollywood. You're trying to down him. You're trying to bring him in now.
Yeah, that man would wear the same thing you're wearing right now.
Who?
Adam Sandler. He lives in gym shorts.
Like a piece of shit.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you had a bad day in Dickies.
I don't want this life. Don't put this on me.
Shaquille O'Neal was in a movie with Adam Sandler.
What movie?
Grown Ups 2.
No. Blended?
I will put money on him being on Grown Ups 2, though.
Okay. I bet it's
Blended. I have not seen.
I bet it's Blended because he works with him in the...
What are you searching? Or what were you going to search?
Sports store.
See if Shaq's in
the Dunham's not
Grown Ups 2.
I've never even heard of fucking Blended.
I haven't either. I think
is that one of those Netflix movies?
No, it's where they go to Africa. It's got Terry Crews in it and shit.
No.
No what?
Shaquille O'Neal is not in it.
Fuck!
Yes, he is. Take that back. He's Officer Fluzzo.
Eat shit!
Yeah.
Woo! I know my Adam Sandler movies, except for Blended.
I've never even heard of Blended.
No shit, yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm not right as well.
That's true. See if Shaquille O'Neal's in Blended.
I'm pulling it up.
I can't wait to find out. It's not even an Adam Sandler movie. It's just David Spade.
Okay, I was going to Kevin James, yeah.
Terry Crews.
Yeah, he did call that one.
And Shaquille O'Neal. He was Doug.
Yeah. His buddy that works at the apartment store.
What about Adam Sandler?
He's in the movie, too.
Oh, okay.
You said it.
The first photo is him on an ostrich.
Fucking Terry Crews. So not everybody in an Adam Sandler movie is a bad person.
I'm not a huge Terry Crews guy.
You should be. That makes you a bad person.
Why?
It's kind of like that great scene.
He's in a fucking Idiocracy. Fuck him.
It's kind of like that
great... the reason I hate Luke Wilson.
I have watched this movie. It's fucking it's funny. Good. Yeah. It's They're like... in, like, Africa or some shit.
That's what I said.
Did you?
I know.
I didn't hear you say that.
Well.
Sorry.
I know. I almost said
I was
well.
Googling.
I know the movie.
I stopped listening while I'm Googling.
Okay.
Africa. Blended. Good movie. Shaquille O'Neal.
It sounds like a Pixar movie.
It's not.
Blended kind of. Yeah.
It does.
No, if you have a problem with Terry Crews, you're the problem. It's like that great CM Punk quote. If you have a problem with Jungle Boy, you're the problem. And then you choke him out backstage and get fired.
Yeah.
Then he has the one with Jennifer Aniston where they go to Hawaii. It's almost the same fucking movie.
My wife made me watch that one. It's not great.
See, nothing wrong with it. It's funny.
No, it's not a bad movie.
Well, except for the part about it being
the
funny.
The girl starts bringing on the British accent. Shit's fucking hilarious. Nick Swartzen's in it. As the brother-in-law and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, small doses, that motherfucker.
No. Oh, I understand what? Small doses.
Small doses, dude.
Because he could be a lot sometimes.
It's always the same kind of character, kind of.
Well, I don't know.
You mean like all of the Adam Sandler movies?
I don't know, that's way different. That's way different than the gay dude from like Reno 911.
Mm-hmm.
So. No, I like Nick Swartzen, though.
Waterboy is still probably top four sports films of all time.
Sports films?
Sports films, yeah.
Fucking Happy Gilmore should be number one in the best of gays.
I've seen Little Giants. I know it's not better than Little Giants.
Little Giants is probably number six.
Or Big Green.
What about the remake of Long Shark?
It's a goodie.
It's good. It's not as good as Waterboy, though.
Fucking so. Adam Sandler would fuck off.
Doesn't have Terry Crews in it, too? Yeah, Cheeseburger Eddie. Yes. R.I.P.
Yes, it does.
And Nelly? You got racist wrestlers?
Just like real life.
No comment. we got a Catholic priest... stuns worshippers by telling them Christ had an erection when he died on the cross in a shocking Easter sermon.
What? What the fuck kind of shit is that?
Oh, you should see this preacher's face, though. Holy fuck. Like,
oh, he's a priest?
Oh,
he's
no.
A toucher.
Yeah,
he's
definitely
toucher.
A toucher.
What's his name?
Fucking touchy, fucking touch.
We'll see if it's, oh, Father Thomas McHale.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
Touchy McTouch.
A Catholic priest has been reprimanded.
Touchy Tommy.
Yeah.
After telling his stunned worshippers that Jesus Christ had an erection when he died on the cross, Father Thomas McHale, the priest at our Blessed Lady Immaculate in Black Hill Consett, County Durham, took to the pulpit as a normal Good Friday. A spokesman of the diocese in Hicksman in Newcastle.
He's so Baptist.
It's so British.
Say this shit.
Yeah.
So a complaint was received and has been investigated. In keeping with our diocesan, this is so fucking Catholic, complaints policy. The investigation has been very recently, D-I-O-C-E-S-A-N.
Diocese.
What was it in with an N?
Oh. I don't know. I was just talking
about I don't even know what the fuck that word is, so.
I don't know. Anyways, the complaint has been upheld. And then it's a whole thing about Christian AI app. Quickly scraps creepy digital priest. Californian advocacy group Catholic Answers created Father Justin.
There's a touchy name.
Yeah.
Father Justin.
Yeah, to provide, in quotes, users with faithful and educational answers about Catholicism.
Yeah.
This is an AI.
But the bearded avatar quickly went rogue.
Yeah, it's going to do that.
That's kind of what AI does. Yeah. I think it's been predicted a couple times.
Yeah, iRobot.
Sorry, promising to free... What a wonderful movie. Salt in theaters twice. Promising
Did
to free...
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why?
I liked it a lot when I was a kid.
Because of Will Smith, or...
Please, Fighting Robots.
Yeah?
Evil Robots.
You've never seen it?
I have it on DVD.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it now.
I wouldn't watch it twice in a theater.
You see they're coming out with a new Bad Boys movie.
Yeah, yes.
Looks good.
There's only one good one. It's the second one.
It's Michael Bay's finest work.
It's Dan Marino's best work.
I agree with that.
Thanks
for the
showcase. Yeah. What?
Mm,
stop! You know! That's a surprise to you every time.
If anybody's ever made us laugh, he fucking hates him.
I hate Jim Carrey. I hate Robin Williams. I hate Adam Sandler. Jim Carrey is a treasure.
He is.
I think I
just like Robin Williams.
I prefer 80s comedy more than like the 90s style comedy. I think it's my thing.
Good. Wait, wasn't Jim Carrey doing comedy in the 80s?
Yeah. Living Color?
Our trailer park didn't get Living Color. I'm sorry, okay?
They most certainly did not.
Jim had an answer.
I don't think our first TV was in color.
But the bearded avatar quickly went rogue, promising to forgive users their sins, offering them confession, and claiming it had been a Catholic priest for 25 years. Father Justin has now been defrocked and recast as a lay Catholic advisor after a storm of protest from believers outraged at the creepy experiment. But so it doesn't say what he offered to, like, relieve them of their sins.
They just demoted him?
Yeah, kind of.
No.
Yeah, once you go around spotting about Jesus having an erection, they take you down a notch.
No, that was a different guy.
That was a different guy.
Yeah, it was Touchy Justin.
Yeah, Justin was like, hey, Jesus had a boner.
That was AI. Yeah, Tommy was Touchy.
I'm not saying he didn't use AI to write his sermon. I think that's kind of become a big thing.
That's so awful.
I know, because they make so much money.
Who?
The preachers, and they don't have to do the fucking work.
Priests
now.
Don't? What the fuck are you talking
about? Not priests, but like preachers around here. They get houses and shit?
Yeah, they also
don't
pay taxes.
Yeah.
See? A man is ordered to carry out 75 hours of unpaid work after he deliberately farted at police during a strip search and asked them, how do you like that?
I had to get on the boy yesterday. Oh my god. His butthole was just loose. Seeping. All day long. And like,
freezing, freezing, son. Freezing.
It would be freezing. His butthole was loose. It was seeping gas all day. What? How else am I supposed to say
that? Bad gasket.
Because I didn't hear him.
Oh, you never heard a fart?
No.
All silent but heaven?
Yes.
Nice.
And like, he's in the back seat with our mother.
Oh,
okay. And, like, I'm like, dude. I was like, you man, know how fucking rude and upsetting that is? You piece of shit.
Oh, he's probably just laughing his ass off. Oh, he thinks farts are hilarious.
He found out real quick I was a fucking player.
Did they stop? Was he actually in control? No.
Nah, man. Like, he's such...
He just starts crying, I can't control it! He's a
cocksucker. Here comes the turds.
He's a fucking cocksucker.
Shut your mom. Farting on his grandmother all fucking day. Alright. Great.
I can't.
Yours is farting and mine's riding around wrecking
I've seen it today!
It's fucking how fast are you going?
I didn't understand. I thought it was on a side road. I didn't know it was on Main Street. Yeah. I knew you said he went on Main Street. Yeah.
From the beginning, please. I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Okay, so my child is at home helping me pressure wash, and his buddy texts him. He's like, hey, did your dad say you can stay the night? And he's like, the fuck are you talking about? We never talked about me staying the night. He's like, me and my mom are on our way to come get you. You said you wanted to stay the night. I read through his messages. It was never fucking mentioned.
Okay.
But he's like, can I go? Don't give a fuck. I'm sitting there talking to his mom, and she's like, do you care, you know, if they take the golf cart down to the park, you know, go hang out, whatever. I don't give a shit. Like, he's 14. I try to let him just do his thing and make good fucking choices and don't be a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kane is also a good fucking kid. Wrestles, plays football.
You can tell they're...
Yeah.
They're both very innocent. Okay.
You never trust a kid named Kane, but
yeah,
sure.
Great kid.
No, he's a good kid. Yeah. I met him. He's a good kid.
Too good.
No, so we let him go or whatever, and me and Brooke head over there later on to go get the golf cart and go riding around. I'm like, let's go drive by Kane's house, see if these idiots are just outside. And I can literally see through the fresh cut yard tire tracks from the golf cart. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, they're fucking idiots from the golf cart. They just fucked up that grass.
Yeah, instead of backing down the driveway.
Yeah.
Like normal, they cut through a freshly cut yard.
Yeah. I drive through my yard all the time on a golf cart. But I'm not a yard guy.
Yeah.
That's also your yard.
I still wouldn't drive through my yard if my golf cart was there.
I'm very sad about my yard looking like shit this year. I need better grass.
You need less people.
You just need to move, like...
The amount of people that was on your front porch today, and you were nowhere to be found, I'm like, what?
Every day.
There were motorcycles in the driveway. I don't know who the fuck
they are. I've adopted a motorcycle gang. There's going to be more of them, because Mikey and Wyatt are getting their licenses in motorcycles. So I've adopted a small biker gang.
At least when I was on a Honda today, I was like, hey... Thank God, where do y'all have some taste?
We have our little golf cart club. Yeah. I have a small motorcycle club that's joined.
I'm telling you, I'm buying a mini bike, bro. I'm going to ride around with it. I'm going to chase them.
Chris has a great idea of buying something. I don't know the name of because I don't remember.
It's a Riker.
There we go.
We passed on the way here.
No, you're talking
about. Down. Yeah, I seen five of them this weekend in Grant County. All different.
Yeah.
Popular.
Yeah, what one?
I'm going to be the leader.
Chris says I can get one for like $6,000, so.
Okay. Oh, fuck. I'm not talking to that instead.
They're on Facebook.
So but anyways,
tire tracks.
Yes, tire tracks through the yard, and I'm like, they're out riding around the golf cart. So we're just me, the wife, and the baby are out just cruising.
Yeah.
James starts playing Marco Polo with Brooke on his cell phone.
Yeah.
Trying to find out.
Well,
where
I text you first. I was like, well, Ray's probably driving. You probably don't hear it.
Yeah.
I'll text Brooke.
I was literally behind you at one point in time, and didn't know it was fucking you. But we're out cruising. Then we cruise back by Kane's house again because we're gonna go hunt for fucking yams. He tells us we're on 10th Street. Kane lives on like 7th or 8th.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, well, fucking turn back around. But we had passed two cops on the way, waved at them shit. And then when we had turned back around, Brooke's like, hey, there's three cop cars at a house down that road.
Why'd you wave at the cops?
Because he was waiting on me to come down the road because he couldn't pass. So I just,
you know, sometimes the cops in places aren't assholes like Mary.
I yelled at the second one for being on his cell phone while driving. So I was like, get off the fucking phone. Not knowing I'm about to see this man in 5 fucking minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's been weird. I've been getting waved at by like all kinds of fucking people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know any of these motherfuckers.
But you get the golf cart wave. I've realized that.
People on the porch.
Especially old people.
I have people driving around. It's all kinds of people. Huh. Dudes on motorcycles. I'm like, they never wave at me on my fucking golf cart. They think less of me and shit. So yeah, it's always hey. There it is. It's always a
low lane. You're a motorcycle. You're not.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. No, it's always from LA.
Yeah.
So, I was like, that's weird, but fuck yeah, whatever.
Look at that kind old man.
He's out lonely driving on his golf cart.
He's asleep.
I'm about myself an auto.
But I drive down to this fucking church, and I'm like, I'm going to just pull in the parking lot until Gams responds, and we can figure out where the fuck he's at and meet up with him.
Right.
Brooke grabs her phone, and she's like, the kid's calling. So I answer, and I'm like, what's up? And it's fucking Kane's mom. She's like, hey, just want to let you know. And I was like, oh, fuck, what'd they do? She's like, well, the kids wrecked the golf cart. They ran into a fence. And I was like, she's like, they're both okay. She's
I don't give a fuck about that.
She's like, there's nothing wrong with the golf cart. She's like, it just, like, cracks the window and chips some paint.
There's something wrong with that golf cart. It is not tracking straight. There's no way.
Something.
Is a dog walking over the car?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen the golf cart.
We didn't see the golf cart. She literally told me it's just like a moon shape out of the bottom of her window is broke. And some paint scratched, like, in the center. That's it.
Okay.
But, she...
So the top row came down, hit the windshield, broke a truck out.
Yeah. Who was driving?
Kane.
Kane, it's his golf cart.
And, yeah, oh, like...
I thought they were on yours.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hell no.
Ray was on his own at this point.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But,
so, fucking, yeah, and as I see, I finally catch up with Ray, and I see him. He's going by. I'm like, all right, cool. And then he doesn't stop to talk.
I was like, follow me! I'm like, and just kept rolling.
All right, here we go.
And you tell it wasn't a lifted golf cart either. Your golf cart would have hit way higher.
Oh, way higher, yeah.
Talking privacy?
No, this is fucking chain link.
Chain link.
What are those big ass
turtles? The corner post. Bit. Just.
Out of 90.
Because Kane's mom, because, you know, you can only cross Main Street at a stoplight in Gas City.
Right.
So, fucking Kane went to the stoplight by the McClure's or whatever. And, instead of going straight, he fucking hooked left, because he's like, the fucking subway's right there, that's where they were going.
So Max freaks out.
Max starts yelling at him, you can't drive a golf cart on Main Street, like, wigging on him.
Fuck off Main Street.
Yeah, so fucking Kane just whips it hard right, going like full speed.
Into this driveway, which I assume,
into the pole.
I assume when they hit the driveway trying to hit the sidewalk,
it's teetered, yeah.
They fucking just sent him straight into that fence rail.
Forever in my mind, it'll be Max going, no! And grabbing the wheel, fucking cranking that bitch right into a fence.
Like, but, yeah.
I digress.
But he was like, my dad, we had our seatbelts on. I was like, that golf cart, you have fucking seatbelts.
No,
she said it's gas.
Huh.
But yeah, so they fucking left, and Kane's freaking out. He's like, we gotta call your mom. Kane's like, we're not calling my mom. Like, the kid calls his mom.
So yeah, he asked him, he's like, what do you want me to do? Call my dad and get him down here?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. We can't call my mom though. She'll kill me. And he's like, alright, cool. Calls his mom.
So your boy calls his mom.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, the responsible thing to do is
yeah, call. And like their friend Braden was on the back of the golf cart and shit. So there's just three of them riding around this fucking thing. But like she tells him to come back to the house, or she drives down there to go see what the fuck happened, and she follows Max back, because she tells Aiden to drive the fucking golf cart back. She's like, you drive the fucking thing home, since he can't. Like, right. So she follows him back, and then literally that's when the fucking cops had came back down or some shit. And yeah, it was just something.
Do you have to be a certain age to drive
a golf cart? Yeah, I have to have a fucking license. Or a permit.
That you don't have a 14.
So, no trouble there?
She got a ticket, yeah.
more or less, as long as she's willing to pay for the fencing. And the
problems. Yeah. Cool. But did you see the gate? The gate's all at a fucking angle and shit.
It's right there on Main Street, huh?
Yeah, Raleigh. Okay. It's right next to the flower shop.
Yeah.
So next time you drive by, just take a peek.
Nice.
And then fucking, the kid's sitting there telling us about the talking to the cops. Kane's rattling off every fucking thing. He throws Braden underneath the bus. Brayden's not even fucking there when the cops show
up. Was he just riding on the back?
Yeah.
Nobody knew he was on the back other than them two.
Yeah.
So he would have got away scot-free.
Right. Yeah. Kane had to fucking tell the cops, and the cops have to go to Brayden's house. So Brayden got grounded last night.
So yeah, so then his parents found out.
But he only got grounded because he went to Subway and didn't tell his parents. He was going to Subway, yeah.
What the fuck?
That's an odd one.
And then Kane starts talking about knowing thugs at school, and me and his mom just laughed our asses off.
Oh, be serious. I want you to know. I know thugs.
She's like, you don't know
thugs. You
gotta
tell
us
you know thugs, you don't know thugs.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Huh. Exciting shit, man.
Yeah, the whole time she's going, Aiden didn't do anything wrong. I don't want you to pay for anything. I was like, he's a pastor. I pay for shit.
Okay, it's not a fucking chance. I'm glad you think that way, lady.
Yeah, like, yeah. My kid is telling your kid that he shouldn't be on Main Street. Like,
yeah. Well, hey, well done, then.
Yeah.
On his end, anyways. But, AMF for 8 months.
Chris Holmes.
And I'm Toon.
I'm Ems.
Hold your beer.
Son of a bitch.
I said I'm Toon. Yeah. And you go, I'm Yams.
Yeah, but I'm Yams?
Yeah, his face was a question. He looked at him when he said
it.
The
way you said it threw me off. I'm like,
you'll correct me if I'm wrong when I say this right, right?
Now? Is this Did I do the right thing?
Is this what I'm supposed to say?
Did I get the right cue out of that?
Fuck it. Dude.
Sweet.
It's awful. Then,
yeah.
It's pretty bad, man.
Like, it's pretty fucking funny.
You get a lot of tattoos. None of them are even close to that dumb. So good for you.
I enjoy my tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, hey, you got more than any of them.
I mean, my only dumb tattoo is my pizza slice, so.
Right. Yeah, okay, cool.
It's not as bad as dude.
Few things are.
I mean, you got your works logo, so.
Yeah,
that's my
good idea.
That's a good point.
There.
Nope, I don't know where there would be. They paid for it. Yeah, revisit the beer review. I didn't really give my thoughts on it, though, because I have tried it, though. I thought it was actually pretty good and refreshing. Like, just, like, I didn't chug it or anything, but, like, it really helped take the edge off while watching Courtney cook.
Yeah.
It was so I appreciate
bad,
that.
I was like,
give me another one.
No, it was a six-pack. There were four left.
Yeah.
But, she took the last hamburger off the grill, and I picked up the plate. I was like, food's burnt. The food's done. That was funny. Everybody
Do you remember the third Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Yeah.
Remember when they overcooked the pizzas and used them as weapons?
Yep.
There you go.
Oh, nice. Frisbee discs.
Yeah. But I probably would give it a solid 1.5, I think. Just go ahead and based off memory.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, super special, but, like, it was just a good lime-flavored beer. I appreciated it. So, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'll stick with my 1.75 and my 4 on the Sweet Sues.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
I'll stick with my 3 Sweet Sues and my 1.5. Like, it ain't bad. Mine's gone, besides, like, the bottom spit flavoring.
Yeah, that's how mine is.
Yeah.
It's time for my wife to water her garden. I was very confused. I saw something
purple. Yeah, I'm not going to change.
What?
I'm not going to change my review.
It's not going to change.
Nope.
Hell yeah.
Same shit.
Like I said, same shit. Would have been better if it was a little colder, but hey.
It's real warm now.
I ain't even trying. Does it taste like a stout?
Ugh.
Is it like a porter?
Yeah.
No.
With some
lime? Yeah.
It's a weedy.
Mackie.